business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday again. Today is August 21st, 2016, and my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Bob Martin, a trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, Linda, and Red.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, becoming the rapid to sell into the unfunded pit of hell.
Yes.
Should I?
I guess that I was add, slow. I, that was like drawn out a little bit.
Maybe I should add to that. I'm not sure.
And the whole thing was faked.
Yeah. Yeah, I swear, you know, we could go on that CalPERS forever because it's so bad now. It's just getting worse and worse. But I digress. We'll deal with that at another time here. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 3276 Pacelli Lane. Actually, that's Reading Patriots.
It used to be
the Tea Party. No longer the Tea Party. It's the Patriots because we've decided to expand and open up the doors to everyone. Because who's not a Patriot?
Oh. Hillary Clinton.
Obama.
There's quite a few out there. There's quite a few. The list goes on and on.
Muslim Brotherhood, maybe. Well, they're patriotic, just not to everybody, but themselves, I guess. I guess it depends on the word, the definition of the word patriot. Anyway, they stand for limited government fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution, and I believe Monday night they're going to be showing Clinton cash.
Yep.
Yeah, another damning.
Can you smell that?
No, I can't smell anything.
I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not gonna say a word.
It smells like a skunk.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Woo. Okay.
Now I smell it, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, I think it's coming through the air conditioner.
So there must be a skunk in the air conditioner. Oh, great.
Oy.
Oh, boy. See, my nose is so stuffy. I have so many allergies going, I can't smell anything. Anyway. So
no comment.
But we were talking about, we were talking about Hillary.
Yes, we were.
So shut up. And so all of a sudden there was a stench in the room. Just saying. I mean, gosh, how much more do you need on this woman? I mean, good.
Don't need any more. We just need somebody to do something about it.
And it just cracks me up. Prosecutor. The liberals.
Yeah, actually, prosecutor.
They found her not guilty of anything?
Well, Hillary has the best supporters money can buy.
You know, and it cracks me up when, you know, they go, it's rigged. You know, Trump's going, everything's rigged. You know, I guess the LIBOR was rigged. The silver and gold prices were rigged. We know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz rigged the Democratic primaries. I mean, how far do you got to go? Oh, they could never possibly rig anything, even though they had a secret meeting between Bill and Loretta Lynch just prior to the FBI director coming out. And he being on the board of directors formerly of HSBC, would never compromise his position. Nothing's rigged, right?
Which HSBC at the time that Comey was there was the largest launderer of money for the Mexican drug cartels.
Feelings. Nothing more. Now, we got to play that. I got that. We're going to play that today because that's what the Democrats operate off of, is facts don't matter. It's all about feelings.
Yeah. It's all about the emotion of it.
Yeah. I was listening to some of these things. I watched Waters last night on Fox for the first time. And some of these people, I mean, I've seen pet rocks. I've seen sheep that probably had higher IQs than some of these people. It's unbelievable. I think that Hillary will make a better president than Trump because, he's not for the little guy, and she's a liar, but she cares.
About what?
It's like, what? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, she'll take care of us.
Oh, yes, she will.
Yeah.
She'll take care of us.
They didn't define how that was going to be, but, you know.
I can't believe it sometimes. It's like, what do you need? Do they have to move you into the gulag in order for you to get that there's a problem? This was up there on Martha's Vineyard, which is, you know, obviously a bastion of critical thinking, but maybe not. And so the Democrats up there, they would, again, these guys, they don't care about anything but having a good time. They don't care about anything but their feelings. She has a nice smile, I think one of them said.
Yeah, how about the fact that we've got two states of our union that are in states of emergency, one due to flooding and one due to wildfires, and our president hasn't said a word about it because that might take away time from him sucking at golf. The guy hasn't even done that in 8 years. In 8 years, he hasn't even managed to get good at golf.
Well, he just keeps playing through.
It just... Not, I don't know.
How many mulligans do you get?
I don't know. What do you do if the score's too high? Whack the caddy out?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you with the clubs, come here. I want to talk to you in the bushes.
I shot a 73, didn't I?
Say it. I mean, people are getting whacked all over the place. They find guys, down the street from their house with shot in the back. Julian Assange's attorney, Assange, his attorney found dead the other day.
Yeah.
I mean...
We got the guy that was responsible for the DNC leak about them rigging the elections against Bernie Sanders, dead.
Dead.
Two in the back of the head. Weird. We got Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks, his attorney, shoved in front of a train. Yeah.
Dead.
Dead. And then We've got the lead attorney for Bernie Sanders that was going to prosecute the DNC for rigging the elections, shot dead.
Dead. Ah, you know, it's just another day at the office, you know what I'm saying? You know, forget about it. Let's go back to work, you know what I'm saying? Go back to work. We would never rig the elections, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how you have to vote Democrat anymore. You got to be dead. They really wanted to vote for Hillary.
Yeah. So, anyway, do we have a guest?
We do have a guest.
Is she on the line with
us? Yes, she is on the line.
We kind of went off there. I'm sorry.
We have Krista Huff on the line with us, and she is going to be discussing the TPP and what we might be able to do about it.
And the TPA?
I don't know about the TPA.
Is this on the QT?
Yeah. It is. And I think we've had her on the show in the past. She worked for Morgan and Stanley Morgan for quite a few years.
Morgan Stanley.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Anyway, good morning, Krista. How are you?
I'm good. Was that whole thing about all the people who are mysteriously dying, was that a lead into the death that I can talk about?
Sure.
Go for it. You can talk about anything you like.
All right. So the U.S. Trade Representative, he is the highest level trade guy in the United States. Hmm. His name is Michael Froman, and he has mysteriously disappeared.
Hmm. Oh, he's not dead that we know of. He's just gone.
Gone.
So here's what we know. On August 1st, there was a four-sentence article in the trade press. It's subscription only, so even if you Google it and click on it, you can't read it. And it said he had a bike accident, and then it talked about who was going to take his place for the upcoming trade meetings. And then not another word about him anywhere on the Internet other than the articles that I've written saying, hello, where's Michael Froman? So clearly there's a media blackout on Michael Froman's disappearance and bike accident. And now if you read continued trade articles, it talks about the deputy person who is taking his place, but it doesn't mention him. So curiously, you know how the president and politics and such were at odds over the timing of the Trans-Pacific Partnership vote? Well, 11 days after he disappears, boom, legislation goes to Congress to get the ball rolling on a lame duck vote.
Wow, it's just a bike accident, you know. He went for a ride and he never came back.
Right. Really? Because where the hell is he? If I had a bunch of money, I already have a friend who's a private investigator on a large scale. I would totally hire him to be like, okay, go find out what really happened to Michael Froman.
Is that like a bike accident like John Kerry had here a while ago?
No, sort of like a Lucky Luciano ride thing.
Yeah.
Right. What kind of bike? Was it a motorcycle? Did he go over a cliff? Or did he just fall off and skin his knee? Nobody knows. So I would throw this in that same category that you were just talking about of those folks who got whacked.
Yeah. I mean, how many people got to get whacked? I mean, they don't call her Hillary for nothing or, you know, Obama. I mean, but we can go back with the Hillary and the Clintons all the way back to Arkansas. And as people die right and left mysteriously, they ride their bikes. They never come back. They shoot themselves out on park benches. You know, of course,
they have single car crashes.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you get shot in the back six or seven times with a nail gun, and it's suicide.
Right. Happy people commit suicide. I've already put all my friends on warning. If I have a single car accident or suicide, it was a hit. Because first of all, I'm an excellent driver. And second of all, if I haven't killed myself yet after all the stuff that's happened to me in my life, I ain't ever going to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Scalia... I mean, not to stir up any controversy, because we would never think of doing that here.
Right.
The guy that, like, the week before says, hey, if I die by mysterious circumstances, I didn't kill myself and it wasn't suicide.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's dead the next week in some, hunting ranch down in Texas, and that just happened to be owned by some people of nefarious backgrounds. And,
uh-huh.
You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And gee, CNN has this plastered everywhere last time I checked, don't they?
Yeah, sure they do.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I forgot.
So what do you want to know about the trade agreement?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We went off the deep end.
That's okay, because I can tell you, like, almost anything you need to know.
Well,
like how horrible it is, what the timing of the vote is, who's for and against it.
Well, let's kind of start at the top. What is so bad about it? Because we have people here in California that think it's such a great thing.
If they think it's such a great thing, they literally have not studied it, and they are connected to the agriculture lobby, who is convincing all of their associates that it's a great thing. I can't think of anyone else who's walking around saying how great it is.
So
the biggest problem with this trade agreement is that it gives away U.S. sovereignty, very similar to if Germany or France joins the European Union. They give away their self-direction. There will be a new commission called the Trans-Pacific Partnership Commission, and the 12 partner countries will have representatives on the commission. And the TPP is a living document, which means it can be altered, edited, things, parts removed, parts added, forever. So 500 years from now, the thing is still going, and more things are being added to it. And that could easily include anything like health care, firearms, climate change, any topic at all can be added if the trading partners agree to add it.
So basically, it does override our sovereignty, and doesn't it set up also basically a tribunal that you know, tells us that our laws don't apply to these circumstances in whatever they wish it to?
There's a global court facet to the trade agreement, which allows corporations to sue other countries. And right now, in other trade agreements, that global court situation is frequently used to force countries to roll back environmental laws or wage laws so that the companies can more easily do business in these foreign countries. And it works, you know, vice versa. If Mitsubishi were in America and they were upset that we were not lowering our sales tax or adding a highway interchange or whatever, they would go to U.S. federal court. But the trade agreement gives them the right to go to a global court that does not operate under U.S. law, and it's literally three attorneys who take turns being judge and prosecutor, and they make all their money by the corporations that pay them, so they're far more likely to rule in favor of the corporations rather than the country that's being sued.
Wow, this sounds really close to the Troika in Europe with the European Union, where three guys come in from the European Central Bank and the IMF and the World Trade Organization, not the World Trade, it's the other one, I'm at a loss here, but they just come in and they go into Greece and they say, your laws don't apply anymore, give us all your money.
So any congressperson that was operating with the interests of America and his constituents in mind could no way or shape or form support this, correct?
If they were upholding the Constitution, they could not vote for it. However, I literally sat in a congressional office talking to a staffer, because part of my job is to visit them to convince them to vote no, and I was talking about the sovereignty issue, and he said the congressman doesn't care about sovereignty, meaning this other facet of the TPP is far more important to the congressman.
Which congressman was that?
I'm not going to reveal this stuff or I'll never get any more appointments. It's really important that I get the appointments so I can convince them to vote no.
But
so,
they actually said that they don't care about the sovereignty and the Constitution?
Yes, and it was probably an either-or kind of thing, like maybe in general they care about sovereignty, but versus their other issue, they did not care about sovereignty. The other issue ranked higher. They were probably in an agriculture district. Monsanto is very much behind this trade agreement. They're convincing farmers all over America that they need this trade agreement to continue doing business. However, trade does not affect U.S. farmers. U.S. farmers sell their products to U.S. corporations, multinational corporations. So whether we sign this trade agreement or not, U.S. farmers are going to continue to sell all their stuff. It's the multinational corporations that want the trade agreement. And the one thing that, like, nobody ever talks about, the reason Monsanto is behind this, I think, is because they want GMOs to be all over the world. Now, you may or may not know, but there are countries around the world right now that ban GMOs or they insist on labeling
or
GMOs,
have outright
right?
banned Monsanto.
Right. And the TPP removes the ability to ban GMOs and it removes the ability to label GMOs. So I think Monsanto saw the writing on the wall a few years ago that the world was moving away from GMO usage, and they're like, we need to nip this in the bud.
Well,
let's let's do a trade agreement and guarantee our future.
That's because we have more and more informed people out there in the world that are saying no to this stuff because they're realizing that it's not very good for them health-wise. It's not very good for not just the health of the people, but for the overall, farming industry in the end of the day because, who ends up all owning everything is Monsanto because you can't compete with their GMOs. I don't see how this ends up good at all. And they wouldn't be greasing anybody's palms, would they, in order to do this?
No, I don't think that would take place. That would almost be unfair. Okay, you're going to love this. During the negotiations, the chief agricultural negotiator for the TPP was a former Monsanto lobbyist named Islam Siddiqui.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Like you said, Hollywood couldn't write this stuff.
Yep.
And who is he again?
He was the chief agricultural negotiator. Guy directly from Monsanto negotiated the entire agriculture package.
Why does Siddiqui sound familiar? Was he the player on another stage or someplace?
I just saw the same name Siddiqui in the news the other day, but that was a different Siddiqui.
Okay. I was thinking, but he's not Muslim, is he?
So if you were
I think his middle name's probably Christian, like Islam Christian Siddiqui. So yeah, I think it's just a coincidence.
Yeah. So if you were in the agricultural industry, say, a rice farmer, and received a lot of contributions from Monsanto, it would definitely be within your best interests to vote for the TPP, even though you're violating the Constitution of the United States and violating your oath of office.
This is how Washington works. I mean, their decisions are based to a large extent on things like their future careers, bribes, blackmail, campaign contributions, and even protecting their district's interests. So I'm just going to give you for example. My congressperson is Mike Kaufman in Colorado, and he works very hard to solve a huge Veterans Administration hospital boondoggle here in Colorado. So if he votes the wrong way on something, somebody way high up can block his progress on the Veterans Hospital. So he has to go along to get along. So even though he may, in theory, be working really hard on behalf of the local constituents, he might sign away sovereignty in order to get the hospital problem solved.
So he looks good
right.
For all his constituents.
Well, he actually cares very much about the military. He was a career military guy, both the Army and the Marines. So it's complicated how they're going to vote. And so when I go and speak to them, I don't judge. Like if they say, well, ag is behind us, I don't give them a big lecture about Monsanto. I just try and take another tack, or I come back in a few months as the news changes, because there are moving parts in these negotiations, not in the trade agreement itself, but in politics. And I come back and I'm like, okay, so this was your big concern before, but now this concern is alleviated. Let's revisit sovereignty.
Hmm.
And what kind of reaction do you get from most of them?
They mostly like me because I'm chatty and I don't whack them over the head with facts. I mean, I talk a lot about facts, but I don't tell them that they're ridiculous and that they can't see the forest for the trees. You know, I'm very diplomatic, so... I get to come back and talk to them again, and there are things that change. Right now, John McCain is trying to change one of the big objections in the TPP by changing U.S. law in advance of the vote. He's working with Democrats to lower the biologic patent exclusivity time period on U.S. Biologics, pharmaceuticals. And if they can change the time period from 12 years down to 7 years before the vote, then a whole bunch of pharmaceutical congressmen who were planning to vote no might vote yes. It's a little bit complicated, but basically there are quite a few U.S. laws that are being surreptitiously changed in advance of the TPP to grease the vote.
So calling them treasonous leches and lizards probably doesn't really work well when you're trying to talk them out of their voting for, you know, a treasonous activity such as, getting rid of our sovereignty.
Right. You can win you can catch more flies with honey. So I'm the honey, and I've been to D.C. 13 times now, and I visit Republican Congress people because I'm like a Tea Party far right conservative. So other people visit the Democrats. I visit the Republicans. And my job is to establish relationships with them so that they agree to talk to me and keep pushing them and saying, look, you need to vote no. You need to vote no.
Yeah, I think that we kind of take a little bit of the other tact here. You know, we're probably hated because we expose these guys with facts and get right in their face about it. So of course we're the, you know, redheaded stepchildren of the deal. But at the same time, I understand why you do it. At the same time, that's a sad commentary that we have to do that in order to get our congressmen to listen to us.
Yeah, it is amazing. And a lot of them are very fearful. Okay, so you may have seen maybe recently in the news there were 9 different congresspeople and senators who had voted yes last year on fast track, but they have come out publicly to say they're voting no this year on the trade agreement. Well, there are a bunch of others who voted yes last year, planning to vote no this year, but they haven't gone public with that information because, again, there will be retaliation against them, so they're going to wait until the last minute to cast their vote. And so I have notes on who these people are because, to a certain extent, they realize I'm not going to blab.
Right.
And so I'm very confident that we can win the TPP vote and you know, destroy its ability to pass.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
gosh, darn, that's encouraging.
So,
yeah, you're doing what you need to do. But I'll tell you what, it gets to me. You know, these guys kind of want you to go and hit the floor on your knees and say I'm not worthy to listen to you and have access to them. Not speaking of anybody in particular, but you know, isn't that that's it? Just makes me sick to my stomach, quite frankly.
Well, I'm not dealing with people who are treating me badly because I wouldn't stand for that for a second.
No, I get it. I mean, I get it. It's all cordial and nice and all that. But these guys are supposed to be working for us. They're supposed to be our employees. They're supposed to be listening to us and caring about what we think and taking input from us and actually voting
Some of them do. I absolutely meet people who say we're voting no because our constituents hate this trade agreement. But lots of others have other bigger concerns.
Yeah, like who's going to write me a check?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But they don't tell you that. So you just basically by listening to all the different people I meet with, I learn all the nuances of the words saying what those words really mean.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
So I do want... Yeah.
I was going to say, it's kind of like Benedict, you know. He was doing really good, won a few battles, and, you know, just before he went over to the British, you know, he was George Washington's, you know, best friend, you know. Mm-hmm. But now that he's gone over to the British, you know, he's still a nice guy, but, you know, he was going to sell us down the road in order to you know, lose the whole country, but we need to treat him with respect.
Yeah. And okay, on the bright side, because we have a lot of voters listening, and I know how outraged they are about what takes place in Washington, D.C., I want to tell you that there are congresspeople in countries that are having political upheaval, congresspeople who are losing their reelection bids because of their stance on the TPP. So there is retaliation. Steve Forbes over in Virginia lost his primary vote to another Republican recently.
I think we lost our call.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
No, yeah, we
had a call in. Well, Terry, if you want, please give us a call back.
Yeah, we'll get you back on. Anyway, go ahead, Krista.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
Steve Forbes lost his reelection bid and because he got hammered on his pro-trade, pro-fast-track position, and he lost. And I think he's Malcolm Forbes' son, so that's a big deal. And there was Renee Elmers. She was a congressperson who lost her primary recently, largely because she got elected as a Tea Party person, and then she became a rhino, like the moment she stepped across the D.C. border.
Right.
And so she lost. Even right now in Australia, there was an election earlier this year, and none of the parties got a majority, and that creates a lot of upheaval, and they need to figure that out. So the Labor Party is under pressure to come out now against the TPP to maintain, support from the voters. And the Labor Party guy is probably going to go anti-TPP, which really changes the ball game a lot in Australia because they have not had their TPP ratification vote yet. So
Things are changing.
All over the world, I think, voters hate the TPP.
I think people are waking up because of the internet. I have a fear that because we're turning the control of the internet over to China, that could be a real problem, because I think that's what's waking up the people of the world in general, is because the fact is that they're starting to not follow the mainstream media, and they're starting to get most of their information from other sources and starting to understand what's going on and the wool that's being pulled over their eyes.
I do believe we have our caller back on the line. Good morning, Terry. Okay.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Your guest is great this morning. I can barely hear her, though, and I have a couple of quick questions. Over.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, it would be interesting to know which congressman you talked to, only because our congressman, and I know Mark wasn't going to specify, but I will, we pleaded with him not to vote for John Boehner, literally thousands of calls. He did it anyway. Uh-huh. We pleaded with him nicely, went to his office, sat in there for an hour, not to vote for the continuing resolution. He did. He took $317,000 from Monsanto. He is in the agricultural business.
What's his last
name? And then he voted yes on the TPA, which we asked him not to do. So at what point does us being nice...
Louder?
LaMalfa.
And so at what point... Again, I'm so sorry. I can't hear you, miss, on this line. But I just want to get this out so I can hear your answer. And that is that at what point do we stop being... cordial, because cordial isn't working. And frankly, how much is cordial working for you? Are you getting anybody to actually change their mind?
Yes, because a lot of my job has to do with educating people. Remember, these folks are voting on like 100 different industry kinds of topics and sovereignty topics, etc., and somebody needs to do the research and present it to them. So on the TPP, I'm the one who goes in and explains, look, here's where it gives away sovereignty in Chapter 27. Here's the part about human rights abuses, et cetera. And so I am a source of research and information for them to form a vote. Now, granted, some of them have been told how to vote by ag, but there are lots of others who are grateful for my visits, and they tell me, look, if you hear anything else about this part of the TPP, get back to me. So yes, we're making progress. A year ago, this was going to be a yes vote. And, you know, from steady visits and educating people, this is going to be a no vote now.
Well, I think that's true, and I think that probably our congressman will vote no, but hasn't the damage already been done with the TPA?
For other listeners, Fast Track Trade Promotion Authority, which was also referred to as TPA, that vote passed last summer, and that made it easier now for trade agreements to pass for the next 6 years. So any trade agreement that goes through Congress at this point only needs a simple majority vote, and there's no amending and hardly any debate and no Senate filibuster. So basically they made it far simpler to pass these trade agreements. However, we can still convince our Congress people to vote no. And one of the ways we do it is we field other candidates back home and we primary them every other year and hold them accountable during the primary debates. You know, that's very local, but that's how we win. That's happening around the country as well. Paul Ryan had a primary a couple weeks ago, and the biggest position that the opponent used against him was his pro-trade, pro-fast-track stance. So we can win, but we have to continue to make efforts. And I think phoning our Congress people, especially Amalfa at this point, clearly that seems pointless. So you guys back home in that district, you need to find somebody excellent to run against him next time.
Well, that's true. And that's easier said than done, because in California and in Congress, you see, the Heritage Foundation has given Doug LaMalfa, as far as the fundraising position, He has about a 10. A 6 is good. He's a cash cow. There's no possible way. Uh-huh. We have had people run against him, but there's no way that they can compete with the money. And one of the issues we have in California is if you have the money, you have the vote.
I understand that, but at the same time, miracles happen every day, and miracles could happen in that potential race in the future. And I want to give you an example of a political miracle like that.
Yeah, you could take a bike ride out and never come back.
there was a lady running for district attorney against the popular incumbent, and they were both Republicans, so this was the primary, maybe 10, 12 years ago where I live. And she was running against her. Everybody in my town was supporting the incumbent. The lady who was challenging her had breast cancer, and she couldn't really campaign because of, you know, her illness. And so mostly she and her husband sat home and prayed that they would win, and she won. So did she win because she had the hand of God on her? Did she win because for some reason everybody liked her name and checked the box on the ballot? I don't know why she won, but the point is you can win against incredible odds. It doesn't happen that often, but it's entirely possible.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I certainly believe that. I'm sure that we all pray for the people, for all our people that are in government. But the real deal is that when you have a situation where you have a four-time situation for our example, and the way the government's going right now with the monoparty with Republicans and the Democrats working together, I mean, really and truly, at what point do we really stand up and say, no, wait, we're not going to take this anymore. No, wait, this is just not going to work. And really and truly, with all due respect, you do work for us. So at what point and what posture do you take? Because they're only going to give us access to what we want. They're not going to give us the power. They'll just give you access. I mean, you have access to someone you can give your opinion to or do research for, but you haven't got the power to change their mind, to go in and say, no, because we're your employer, we want you to do this. So what state are you from, miss?
All right. So first of all, in general, let's say you're doing a campaign on any level, school board up to U.S. Senate. First, you convince the people in your own party to vote for your candidate, and then you work on convincing the unaffiliated. It is not my job to convince Democrats to vote for my Republican candidate. Now, so when you're saying, okay, how do we convince Amalfa? Guess what? We don't have to convince him. All we have to do is convince all of the other people who are lesser informed and need to form an opinion and convince the people who are likely to be on our side in the first place. So I would personally never bang my head against the wall trying to convince somebody who wasn't with me, because there are so many others who I can sway. And that's what I do. And I want to point this out. I was never a lobbyist before January 2015. I never studied history. I never studied government. I was never in elected position. Out of the blue, I got asked to go to Washington, D.C. to fight Fast Track. And boom, lobbying became my second career. And I knew nothing about trade. I learned all of it on the fly. And so you're saying, like, well, how can this very difficult thing happen? Well, boom, I am the example of the very difficult thing that happened. And we are going to defeat the TPP. And I don't know if that would have happened if I wasn't working on it.
Well, and we appreciate all you do. I mean, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I guess there's just a lot of frustration amounts here. And frankly, the TPA has already passed. And what's to stop them from extending that? So anyway, thank you so much for all you do. God bless you for your hard work, ma'am. And have a great show, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Well,
we appreciate that.
Well, part of it is people are not willing to do what is required to do to send a message. Okay, in California, we have a top two primary system, which means in our district, we're going to be stuck with a Democrat and a Republican. And the Republican is not going to do anything for us, because he knows that everybody's going to vote for the guy with an R after his name, no matter what he does. Because they don't pay attention to the issues or what the man does. It's like they're rooting for two football teams, and they're never going to root for the other team. So he can do whatever the hell he wants, because he knows he's going to get elected. And until people are willing to maybe take it on the chin for 4 years with a Democrat to send a message to the Republicans, hey, we're done with your nonsense, it's going to continue.
Well, with that said, you know, let's try and not vote for Hillary.
No, I'm not saying.
Okay. All right.
I think we have to go to a break. Yeah, we have to go to a break.
And if you will hang with us, Krista, we will pick this subject up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
I grew up dreaming being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without price. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? Never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
Yep. Little Jackson Brown there. That goes out to Sally, and she knows. She loves Jackson Brown.
That's what she says.
I remember that. Anyway, we're back.
Okay.
Yeah, she likes Jackson Brown. I've played a couple songs. Anyway, we're back here with Krista, and where did we leave off here? Gosh, this is such a subject of not just, you know, facts and so forth, but emotions, you know, and feelings.
Feelings.
Don't worry, that's coming up. We're gonna play that just for our liberal constituency out there. Gosh darn, I mean...
You want to talk about where the presidential candidates stand on the TPP?
That would be good.
I think that's a good subject. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump hates the TPP, and I'm pretty sure that Hillary Clinton loves the TPP. Would that be a good assumption?
That would be a good assumption. And for anybody who's in doubt on that, I'm going to give you a title of an article, and you only have to key in the first couple of words to find it on the Internet. The title is 45 Times... Secretary Clinton pushed the trade bill she now opposes. And anyone who wants to know where she really stands can just Google that article and read all about it. So when she began running for president and Bernie was against the TPP, she realized she had to come out against the TPP so that the voters would lean towards her and not towards Bernie, because frankly, Democrat voters are practically united against the darn trade agreement. They're never going to favor a candidate who is promoting it. Donald Trump is very much against the TPP, and he cites the reasons all the time, because trade agreements have dramatically harmed the U.S. economy, manufacturing, jobs. And when he cites trade cheating and currency manipulation, yes, that is exactly the problem. Because you know how government is, they never actually fix anything. So if there's something wrong with a trade agreement, they just put a new country name on it and sign a new one, and they never fix it. So every time we sign a trade agreement, suddenly we're getting huge trade deficits with whichever country we're dealing with, Mexico, Canada. South Korea. It goes on and on.
Well, and then they have to all, you know, try to counterfeit their way out of it because you have to debase your currency so that you can be competitive, you know, on the foreign markets. And so we end up with a race to the bottom, and all of our manufacturing goes overseas so that we don't have any jobs here. And I mean this Trump's been saying this for a long time. I mean, like 30 years. And
yeah.
And it's just incredible, you know, but I think he's starting to figure out, you know, gee, the mainstream media is against him.
Well, you know where, you know who pays their, you know, bribes, whatever. The media is in bed with the left, which almost everybody knows except people on the left. So, of course, they're hammering him as hard as they can. But the words that are coming out of his mouth about jobs and the economy could not be more correct. And even though I have not supported him in terms of campaigning for him or telling people to vote for him, I will personally vote for Donald Trump because he is the only major candidate, including Gary Johnson. He's the only major candidate who I can count on to, A, stop these trade agreements, and, yep, B, begin fixing them.
And that's something very important that you brought up for the libertarians to understand, is Gary Johnson is big-time supportive of open trade and globalization.
Well, and that's a real problem because, you know, that's why I say there's no other candidate at this point but Trump if you've got any kind of a dog in the hunt here for the country. If you're a patriot, you can't vote any of these other ways because he's got it right on the biggest things there is. He's got it right on the trade agreements. He's got it right on the judges that he's going to appoint with the Supreme Court. He's got it right on the currency. He knows the banking and the debt. You know, I mean, he's got it right on the big issues. And if you're voting for anybody else, it is a vote for Hillary at this point.
Very much so. And, you know, the media will characterize Donald Trump as being, they'll say he's protectionist. They'll say he's against international trade or free trade. And these are all buzzwords. And so to clarify, free trade is not the same thing as fair trade. Right now we have free trade agreements, which means we can buy and sell stuff with South Korea. But it's not fair because of currency manipulation and trade cheating. And as an example, the U.S. steel industry, their production was down 27% last year, directly due to currency manipulation and trade cheating with Asian countries and largely China. An industry cannot lose production 27% more than 2 or 3 years in a row without completely disappearing. So this is a dramatic problem. And currently under current trade agreements and with the World Trade Organization, the countries play this diplomatic ping pong that lasts for several years. And in that time frame, we could lose the entire steel industry in the U.S.
Well, and, you know, part of this is because of the uneducated liberals and the uneducated progressives and the uneducated far-left guys is because they don't understand the meaning of words. They think, like, social insecurity is social security. They think that capitalism is crony capitalism. They think that free trade is fair trade. And you can go on and on and on and on. So the Democrats have been have done a stellar job of brainwashing their constituents into thinking that all of these things are in their best interest, and you say capitalism, and then it's a bad word. They don't even know what capitalism is. They're talking about cronyism from the government.
I think people on the left, if you did a math test on the left and the right, you would find the ability for math, not only math, but logic and critical thinking skills, far higher on the right and much lower on the left. The other day, I was talking to a mid-level school district employee about taxes, and I was ranting. I am sick of my taxes going to support illegal immigrants and welfare people and folks who are basically on the dole, and they're not even held accountable. They don't take P tests. They're not required to look for work. And this lady, I realized that she did not know that our taxes fund all those people who get free stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, this woman is a mid-level career person. And she doesn't know what her taxes pay for.
They
and
have no fundamental
are all Democrats
understanding.
Like this? Do they not realize that they are funding, you know?
Their own destruction. They're funding their own destruction is what they're doing.
Krista?
And we're going to, at the top of the hour,
they're going to cut us off. But if you want to stay with us, we'd love to have you. We'll bring you back on about 5 after the hour, after the news.
That'll be great.
All right. This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love. Teardrops.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Flugston in Washington. Authorities are investigating the murder of five people at a home in southern Alabama. Police say Derek Dearman confessed to the killings. He'll be charged with six counts of capital murder, one count for each adult, and a sixth count because one of the women killed was pregnant. Turkey is reeling from violence once again, this time an apparent suicide attack in the south.
An outdoor wedding party in the southeastern town of Gaziantep, near the Syrian border, was seen to a terrorist attack with dozens reported dead and many more injured.
Correspondent Chinar Kuiper reports the attack comes at a time when the country is still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. Turkey's president is blaming ISIS for this weekend's suicide bombing. Donald Trump's new campaign manager says they're still discussing whether to agree to the three debates scheduled by an independent commission. Even so, Kellyanne Conway tells ABC's This Week that Trump has begun prepping for the debates.
He's very engaged with that. It's actually a very enjoyable pursuit for him. He's a natural communicator, a natural connector with people, and the debates are a fabulous opportunity to force a conversation onto substance.
13 people. Authorities in Louisiana estimate that powerful flooding has damaged 60,000 homes. This woman in Baton Rouge says the flooding has turned her neighborhood into a disaster zone.
Carpet pulled, furniture, refrigerators, clothes, dressers, anything. You see the whole inside of a house on the curb.
13 people have died in the flooding. In California, not enough water is the problem. The Golden State still has 7 wildfires burning. The United States has won the bronze medal in men's volleyball. They rallied from a 2-set deficit to beat Russia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. 4557 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It was quite a night for Team USA at the Olympics last night, with Americans winning more medals in various events. But the biggest surprise perhaps came when Matthew Centrowitz shocked the field in the 1500-meter final. He became the first American to win gold in the metric mile since 1908.
I don't think there's any achievement in the sport that tops that. You know, no world record, no medal. I mean, the Olympics is the pinnacle of track and field. This is the best as it gets.
The final competition of the Rio Games takes place later this afternoon when the U.S. men's basketball team goes for gold against Serbia. U.S. forward Kevin Durant is looking forward to the game.
We like our chances, so we got to come out and play with a lot of intensity and a lot of passion and energy, and we'll be fine.
Yesterday in Rio, the U.S. women's team beat Spain for the basketball gold. I'm Greg Clugston, news and analysis at townhall.com. A lawyer sentenced to 5 days in an Ohio jail last month for refusing to remove a Black Lives Matter button while in court has filed a federal lawsuit, as we hear now from Ron DeRockstra.
Andrea Burton says her free speech rights were violated when Youngstown Municipal Court Judge Robert Milich sentenced her for contempt of court after she refused to remove the button. Milich says he cited her because of a U.S. Supreme Court decision banning political buttons in courtrooms. The judge stayed the order, though, after Burton agreed to follow the dress code pending an appeal of the order. Milich is white. Burton is black. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Five Notre Dame football players are in trouble after being arrested. Indiana State Police say a trooper stopped their car for speeding and found marijuana and a loaded handgun. In a separate incident this weekend, another player was jailed after he punched and slammed an officer to the ground outside a bar. Officers had to use a stun gun to subdue the player. Townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
which is stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right. For a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am. That's what I am.
What?
We told you not to feed the beast.
Don't do it.
Don't feed the beast.
Don't do it.
Buttons in courtrooms? What?
I don't know.
Chris is probably going, what the hell happened during the break?
I don't
we have a chat room, and there's some comments in there. We're not clear what those comments are supposed to mean or what they're in reference to, so...
very confused right now.
Roll another one. Yeah. banning buttons in courtrooms. Anyway, we're back with Krista Huff, and we're glad that you could hold over with us, Krista. And
thank you.
What an expansive subject to this, and how do you deal with all this stuff? It's just insane. We've got comments and so forth that have been happening. The TPA was the worst part of this. Because it opened the door it could go either way. If you had a conservative up there, they could shut everything down at this point and reverse it, or you have a liberal up there or control Congress either way, and they could open the doors to Armageddon for our country. Is that not something?
It removed Congress's authority.
Or mandatory abortions, God forbid.
Well,
so,
did it not really remove Congress's authority to negotiate treaties as it's supposed to under the Constitution?
And the trade agreement is not a treaty. It's just a piece of legislation, and basically 50% plus one vote will ratify the darn thing. There are a lot of
which
countries
was also
around the world
in defiance of the Constitution that requires a two-thirds vote.
That's like saying it's not really a war. We're just killing people because we have an executive action.
Yeah, it's a police action instead.
Yeah.
Speaking of killing people, do you want to talk about the human rights abuse facet of the TPP?
Sure, why not?
Right? So one of our trading partners is Malaysia, and Malaysia used to be on the third tier of the State Department's Trafficking in Persons report. The third tier represents the lowest level, meaning the worst countries that harm their people. And Malaysia is big on slavery and human trafficking, sex trafficking, etc. So they were on the third tier, and last summer, because the report comes out every July, 160 Congress people and then, I don't know, about 20 or 18 senators sent a letter to President Obama saying, do not raise Malaysia to the second tier, because if you do, we know that you're clearly doing that to make them more palatable for a TPP partner, but they haven't fixed any of their human rights problems, so don't do it. So we've got like 178 people in Congress writing this letter, and then boom, the State Department raises Malaysia to tier two. Again, changing laws and such in advance of the TPP to make the whole trade agreement more palatable.
Well, see, again, for me, this goes back to the TPA argument as well, is because a lot of people say, well, the TPA isn't a treaty, it's legislation, and Congress is still the ultimate check on it. But they're not the ultimate check, and that's a prime example. Even when Congress issues an order or statement, don't do something, they do it through executive means anyways, and by surrendering that congressional authority over treaties with the TPA, they have empowered him to ignore Congress, and the TPA only not authorized just the TPP, but the TISA and a whole slew of other trade agreements as well.
I think we should come up with a nice name for slavery. It should be something different so it sounds better, like Social Security, instead of calling that, a form of servitude.
Helpers.
That's it. We're going to create a lot of helpers in the industry for clothing and farming and agriculture and all kinds of different trade stuff. So, but you're against slavery, right? I'm just for a lot of helpers.
Yeah.
Helpers.
Yeah.
Okay, and it gets worse. So Brunei, the country of Brunei, is also one of the trading partners in this Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. Brunei operates under Sharia law. They kill gay people, and they kill unwed mothers. And yet, in the new TPP Commission, that global authority, Brunei is going to have an equal vote with the United States on what should take place in the future.
Oh, what could go wrong? I mean, what could go wrong? And really, the reality of this, getting seriously here, is that this is creating a structure for a worldwide control of all commerce in the hands of a small bureaucracy. My guess would be somewhere in Belgium or Brussels, something like that. And that's what this does, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The people behind this are absolutely the globalists. And agriculture, and I really can't think of any big facet of people other than those two that are pushing this so hard.
So there you have it. I mean, it's just another scheme.
Well, a lot of it, if you look at the TPP, it's set up on the old Catholic colonial system where they did not allow individual colonies to be self-dependent. You know, over here they were raised to, they were allowed to have cows. Over here they had forges with minerals. They had all the, but they were independent upon each other, and they maintained control over them because they kept track of the transfer of goods and had control over the transfer of goods. And not one of their colonies could stand dependently by itself. They were all interdependent. And the TPP is set up the exact same way, where China's going to be manufacturing this technology. We're going to be in charge of pharmaceuticals. Australia.
What they're doing is they're setting up a worldwide slave system with different plantations manufacturing different things worldwide, so each of them are dependent on the other to survive and in the control of some bureaucracy in Brussels. I mean, am I missing anything? Oh, and by the way, they do kill, there's evidence of mass graves and killing people in these trafficking camps because, if you're not a good helper.
Hey, I like my Nikes.
Yeah, if you're not a good helper, then you get to go out and swim and take a dirt nap.
right?
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so here's another horrible aspect of the TPP. It's a docking agreement, which means after the ink is dry on the 12 partner countries ratifying it, any country can apply to join the TPP. So China has been welcomed to join the TPP by Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, John Kerry. It's all public. You can Google it. And so this is what just came out about China. There are these researchers who have been doing research for like 15 years on organ donation in China, because in the recent decade, China had like 1.4 million organ transplants, but they have no formal organ donation system. And so what the researchers have figured out is about 200,000 of those came from people who were dying and their families donated their organs, and the other 1.2 million of those organ transplants came from involuntary donors, basically political prisoners. They killed the people for their organs, 1.2 million of them. And again, human rights abuses on such a grander scale than Malaysia and Brunei are doing that it's shocking, and we are welcoming them to join the TPP. Does any of this make sense?
Yes. It makes so much sense that if it's not scaring the crap out of you.
It makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
Right. Am I the next organ donor?
Maybe
that's what happened to Michael Froman.
Maybe that's the way to get him a brain.
Yeah. Just don't go on any short bike rides. Good.
Right.
Great.
I guess we need to go another break. Again, if you want to call in, have a question or comment for our guest, Krista, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
And this music is for all of you guys that just would want to go back to sleep.
I love little baby ducks,
wham,
old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, bourbon in a glass, and grass. And I love you too. I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And I
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge, must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Theme song is
pretty much
in the wrong place at the right time, in the right place at the wrong time, and
since birth.
Yeah, there you have it.
It was the right place, but the wrong time.
We're going to the vault for a few of these today. That was Dr. John, just in case you wanted to know.
I would like to get some clarification here about the TPA and the TPP. You know, people are saying that because the TPA was passed, that there's nothing that we basically can do because it's in place, correct? Am I saying that right?
Well, the TPA authorizes more than just the TPP. It's an open-ended authority for all trade agreements for the next 6 years. And they can vote with a 51% vote to extend that indefinitely as long as they want to. It's not just the TPP that gave this executive authority. It was all trade deals, and they can
treaties.
Treaties, which are treaties.
Okay, but you can go back. It can be null,
it can be changed, or
whatever, depending on who is in power at the time.
I don't know
or
why.
Or if the people decide that they are no longer going to comply.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why this shouldn't be challenged in court anyway, and call what it is, a spade a spade. This is a treaty, not a trade agreement.
They're all treaties.
Yeah, they're all treaties, and that means that they would have to be subject to the Constitution of a two-thirds vote in the Senate in order to be ratified.
Not under the TPA. Under the TPA, to be ratified, it's only 51%.
I understand that, but that if it's not a trade agreement and it's really a treaty under this, you know, that's very simple logic in law. I mean, the law is that it's like having a fraudulent conveyance. Is it really a conveyance? You know, so, for the to hide it, or did you actually sell the property? You know,
so what you have is Congress that has surrendered their own authority, violated constitutional authority without the benefit of a constitutional amendment, and that's called treason.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't stand anyway, correct?
It shouldn't.
According to Federalist Papers, anything that's not the Constitution is null and void and is not really law. So, yeah.
But what is to stop them from doing that? We don't have a Department of Justice that's going to prosecute anybody for
that's
doing
true.
That.
That's true.
So what it comes down to, again, is what it's always been about, is we the people. We're the ones that elected the idiots in the first place. We're the ones that are continuing to comply with their illegal laws and unconstitutional things. And what it comes down to is, if you really want to defeat things like the TPA and the TPP, is don't elect these morons. I don't care if they got an R, a D, an L, a P, or whatever the hell after their name. Don't elect anybody that's going to support these things. And at the end of the day, if these things go anyways, well, then maybe it's time to start looking at different ways of non-compliance. Like when the next shipment of Chinese electronics comes in under TPP, go down the harbor and throw the stuff in the water.
It's going to get 10 shades of ugly. And maybe we need to storm the Bastille, I guess. I don't know. What's your thoughts, Krista?
Well, I firmly believe in political activism and fighting the giant. And I don't care if I'm David up against Goliath, because some of the Davids will make an impact. So my encouragement is to everybody who's listening, go out there and fight this crap.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And whatever way you can fight it. Yeah.
Actively.
You know, my dad was a political activist when I was a teenager, and he was a very mild-mannered guy with a mid-level career that was never going to go any higher. But we lived on Long Island, and there was a nuclear power plant out on the tip of Long Island, and they wanted to fight to prevent it from being commissioned and functioning, because there was no safe evacuation plan from Long Island. And he was part of this group of people that would protest, and I remember him getting arrested at a peaceful protest, and he worked for Newsday, the Long Island newspaper, and they had to put in some disclaimer that he hadn't been representing Newsday when he got arrested. But basically, they succeeded in convincing the powers that be that there was no safe evacuation plan, and the power plant got sold to the state of New York for $1, and it never operated. And that was completely David against Goliath. And that's probably where I learned to fight really big things, because, you know, when someone said to me, do you want to go to Washington, D.C. and fight Fast Track? I said yes before I knew what Fast Track was. Yeah. I want the listeners to do that, too.
Well, I think there's a lot of us that have become really kind of cynical and very jaded about using the methods of recourse that our government tells us to use as methods of recourse, because A, they don't work anymore. B, they're not going to tell you how to hurt them themselves. And what it comes down to is, especially over the last decade, our government has become non-compliant with the citizens. It's not the same ball game as it was in the 70s. Things have changed.
All right. But I'm going to fight until I die.
We're right there with you.
No, we understand that, Krista.
I'm a very nice lady.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Mr. Rose. Do you have a question or comment for Krista?
Yes, I have a comment. The young lady reminds me of back where I was kind of raised in the suburban Philadelphia around Valley Forge. So I've been all over Valley Forge, and I know all about the independents and the cannons that are at Valley Forge, but I also remember way back when they had town criers, and that person would regurgitate all the news that was going on, good or bad, and sometimes they would have to go from town to town, and I believe that young lady is that. She is a town crier, and God bless her for doing that. And as far as these little alphabet type things, these PPP and the APP, sounds to me as if everybody's going to the restroom.
Is that a neutral?
So can we just flush it?
Is that a neutral gender restaurant? Not a restroom.
All I can say is God bless you all and keep that good voice going.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Where? I don't know. Is my mic on? Is it sounding? It sounds weird.
I hear you.
Oh, okay. There. No, that sounds a little better.
No.
I thought maybe Bob was saying, "Hey, shut up."
Yeah, push that button over there, Bob.
But where are we going here? I mean, at the bottom of the article that I was reading that you put together, the TTIP. I understand Frank's consternation here. It's like, I just want to throw something through the window here sometimes. We got the TPP and the TPA and the TTIP.
TISA.
The TISA, and you got
endless.
It's endless.
You got the Q, the QTIP with the VA.
Well, like the VP, who was the VIP, was in the EU the other day talking to the IMF, but that was on the QT.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's insane.
It's like Good Morning Vietnam all over again. Where are we headed with this, Krista? Where are we headed? I mean, it looks to me from your article that we're winning the battle. It looks like the TPA is going to get, ratified.
The TPP.
I'm sorry, the TPP. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm squirming in my seat because I have to go to the bathroom, but I'm talking about the TPP instead of the TPA.
Okay.
Never mind. So where are we going? Congressional opposition is growing, but I think we're at a dividing moment in the history of our country. If Donald Trump loses to Hillary Clinton, I mean, we might as well move to Singapore, huh?
We're in trouble no matter how you look at it if she wins.
That would be bad, Ray, as they say in Ghostbusters. Oh, no, Rain Man. There's a Ray in both of them, right?
Yeah.
That would be bad, Ray. But I don't think she's going to win. Frankly, her health is so horrendous, I'm wondering if she's going to be alive in November.
Well, there is that.
Maybe she'll go for a bike.
There is that. I think he's going to win by a landslide, unless it's fixed. And, of course, nothing's fixed. I mean, really.
This is where I think that I've become cynical and jaded. Okay, when I hear opposition in Congress is growing to the TPP, what I hear is it's going to take a hell of a lot bigger bribe than what they've given already to get this passed. That's what I hear.
Kind of like Obamacare. Wasn't that how Obamacare got passed? Just bribe everybody?
Yeah. Give, that's when they say opposition in Congress. That just means they haven't come up with a big enough deal to sign the free agency.
Well, what do you think, Krista?
All right, let me tell you the factions who are going to vote no. Right now, Congress people who represent pharmaceutical districts are voting no because pharmacy didn't get what they wanted from the trade agreement. The tobacco industry did not get what they wanted from the trade agreement. The financial services industry did not get what they wanted. The dairy people come out neutral, but they decided to go pro-TPP anyway, hoping that they'll get what they wanted from TTIP, which is the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. That one covers all the countries around the Atlantic Ocean. However, the TTIP is completely falling apart and may never be fully negotiated because the U.S. is at an impasse with the EU. So right now, dairy didn't get what they wanted, and they were hoping for TTIP. Financial services didn't get what they wanted, and they were hoping for TTIP. And now TTIP might not happen at all. So there are more and more factions that are planning to vote no, let alone for the reasons of sovereignty, human rights abuses, jobs and economics. There are so many reasons to vote no that it's actually sort of an easy job for me to visit folks. And I just mentioned like four different items until I hit their hot button and then I hammer it home.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens here. When is the votes? When is this vote going to occur? I mean, when is the final vote on this thing, yay or nay, up or down, going to happen?
Mm-hmm. It should most likely happen between mid-November and mid-December during a lame duck session of Congress. And the reason that it's going to happen this year instead of next year is that this is President Obama's legacy legislation. It's not only the thing that is most important to him, but I personally think that his future career hinges on this. I think that all of the other countries are waiting for the U.S. to vote yes, and if Obama can deliver the TPP, then he gets to be in a position at the U.N. or a position on the TPP commission. I think it's practically a trade, and that's why he didn't want to have it next year, because he has a big ego, and he wants to be able to say, I was the president who, you know, facilitated the TPP. And the rest of us in the industry understand that the vote will probably be a no vote, but Obama has had everything he wanted delivered to him in the last 7.5 years. He got the stimulus. He got Obamacare. He even got men and women's bathrooms. He has no reason to believe that Congress is not going to deliver the TPP, but I'm telling you right now, he is not going to get what he wants, and I will be able to die happy.
But even if the TPP does not go through in its present form, the TPA is still enabled, which gives him executive clemency, basically, to renegotiate the deal unilaterally by himself.
But that could
and
be with
get
Trump
what
in
it
there.
Is to push it through.
But that could be with
well,
Trump in there.
That could be.
The TPP will not be renegotiated. Hmm. Many heads of state have said so. They really got a great deal on pharmacy. They're all laughing on their way to the bank at what the U.S. pharmaceutical industry ended up with, and they have come out in public and said, we will not renegotiate, and there are at least half a dozen participating countries who have said that. So the TPP will die during the lame duck session. Now, somebody might come up with a new trade agreement after that, but not the TPP.
Did they create a new position at the U.N., treasonous lackey? I don't remember if...
That position already exists.
Oh, does it exist already? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe we need to go to a break, because, you know, there could be a new appointee in this.
There always could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If treasonous lackey's assistant.
You want to call in? The number here again is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hey, back up, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, get voodoo, DJ. Hey, shout, summertime blues. Jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, get rock and roll, rock on. And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear. Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
James Dean.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
They got the word. That's a little bit of ELO. I haven't seen that one.
Was that out of Xanadu?
I don't know. I mean, I just stumbled across the video there. But
I think the video's new, but the song was out of Xanadu.
Maybe. You're right. I don't know.
I keep telling you guys, I know how to fix all of this. All we need is a good 1980s montage, and everything's better.
We fix things, you know. I'm like a mechanic, you know what I'm saying?
You throw in a little Eye of the Tiger and some cut scenes about the country getting better or, you know, something like that.
John Travolta at the dinner table saying, "Don't touch my hair!"
That's what the 80s taught me. If you have a good montage, you can fix anything.
There you go. I have a quote. "Fortune favors the prepared mind." That's Louis Pasteur. Just in case anybody wanted to know. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got, I know, Bob's laughing over there. we've got.
Prepared for what?
We've got Krista Huff on the program today, and we're talking everything TPP and TPA and TTIP and.
The never ending letters.
Acronyms.
they keep going.
Yeah.
Some of them don't probably stand for really anything except take your money.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm sure there's plenty of stuff we could go there. We'd like to keep it to the top of the hour, Krista, if that's if that works for you, and then we'll end up doing our news stuff. But
that'd be great.
I'm not even sure what to start with here again because, you know, there's trafficking, there's slavery, we got a worldwide, you know, global problem here that they're trying to take all of our rights away, create slave plantations, dogs and cats living together in sin. where does this all go, you know? I mean, if we stop it at the TPP, you know, we're still going to have the TPA to deal with, and maybe Trump can fix that. Maybe the Supreme Court justice can fix it. Maybe the American people need to start throwing electronics in the harbor.
And rice. And all kinds of good stuff.
I think that these trade agreements have jumped the shark. I think that Congress has lost their ability to pull the wool over our eyes, or maybe it's globalists. Whoever is in charge who's doing it, the citizens have caught on. When the residents of the United Kingdom voted to extricate themselves from the EU, that had a lot to do with the immigrants that Angela Merkel allowed in 2 years ago. When those immigrants came in, the individual countries, because they were part of the EU, they were not allowed to say, no, we won't accept these immigrants, because they, again, when they joined the EU, they signed over their sovereignty to the bigger entity. Well, the citizens not only were furious at all the immigrants that came into their country, but they were on austerity measures. They were no longer getting all the free stuff from the government that they used to, because the government had so many more citizens to pay for that they couldn't pay as much as they used to for everything like, you know, health care and roads and all. So the citizens themselves were seeing the result of the trade agreements, the loss of sovereignty, the politicians convincing everyone to get, you know, sign up for free stuff. And they said, you know what? No, we're not doing this anymore. And now they're seeing that in Australia. Last year in Canada, just 2 weeks after the trade agreement was signed in early October, Stephen Harper lost his election.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are waking up all over the world because the real deal is that, you know, like you say, Germany's a good example. They let all these immigrants in who just happened to be from Syria, who just happened to be Muslim, and they didn't vet them very well, and they were forced into doing it, kind of like Greece was forced into keep paying the Troika. And we always keep coming back to these same guys in Brussels, you know, the EU, the World Banking, the Rothschilds, wherever you want to go with it, you know, Rockefeller. But these guys are... There's evil here when you look at this. I mean,
yes.
You know, it's absolutely evil. I mean, I'm looking at a report here, vast state-run industry to harvest organs in China. Well, they've been harvesting organs here these guys are ghouls. This is something out of a bad Dr. Fibes movie in a lot of ways. Gosh, we got a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. We got Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, great show. I just wanted to comment on your guest this morning. Absolutely thoroughly enjoyed her expertise, her commitment to our American way, and her patriotism. Krista, you are absolutely, for a year and a half, going out and banging heads with these guys. I got to applaud you, and I just wanted
Thank
to call
you.
And let you know that.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I can barely
can
hear
I mention,
you there.
Can I mention my other career?
Oh, you have another
yeah.
career?
Yeah, this is just like a hobby, except, you know, I get paid a nominal amount, but lobbying's just a hobby for me. My career is I'm a stock market expert. I'm like Rain Man in the stock market. So I write a stock market newsletter for Cabot.net, and it's called Cabot Undervalued Stocks Advisor. And I got that job because I have a stock market website, and I outperformed the market 4 years in a row. And so now I'm outperforming the market with Cabot.
Wow.
And it's really easy for me, and I love it. And anyone who's interested in stocks should, at the very least, look me up on Cabot.
Oh, yeah. When is that going to all crash? Mark knows all about that. It's going to crash here in the next, what, 3-4 months, probably.
Who knows? I mean, it could be even longer, but sooner or later, this thing's coming down because there's no...
What, the stock market?
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to disagree with you?
You can disagree.
Oh, yeah. No, as Trump says, it's all rigged.
Right. It's not.
Anyway,
the stock market
great show, and I appreciate all you're doing for mm-hmm. America, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And again, a great show, Mark, Linda, Red. I always enjoy my Sunday morning reveille here as I listen to you guys. We're going to syndicate your show, you know. So get ready.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
I wanted you to go ahead and continue talking, Krista, because I think that the market's rigged through the stuffing of the free money, basically.
They're helicoptering in money so that companies can purchase their own stock to drive their stock values.
Now, that doesn't mean that you can't still make money in the stock market, but let's hear your take, Krista.
All right. If the stock market were rigged, I would not be able to outperform it because I use a mathematical model to pick stocks. And my mathematical model works, but if people were arbitrarily moving stocks around, my mathematical model would not work with that. So I do not believe the stock market is rigged. I have worked in the market for 28 years. I have now granted, monetary policy is a joke, okay? And QE is a joke, and they're doing that around the world, and we did it here in the U.S. However, that's not the same as rigging the stock market, and I fully intend to continue outperforming the stock market because I'm still moving up in my career, and I want to manage the American stock portion of a hedge fund or a mutual fund, so I plan to continue to outperform until I finally get noticed.
Well, the reason I say it's rigged is you don't think that the high-speed frequency trading is having an effect on the market, or, you know, the LIBOR, which they've admitted to, having effect mm-hmm. on the market mm-hmm. and the interest rates. I mean, I don't see how you can say it's not rigged, considering, I mean, they actually pled guilty, you know, HSBC.
All right. Influenced and rigged, in my mind, are two different things. There's all kinds of things that influence the market, whether they're good, bad, legal, or illegal. But, if my mathematical model outperforms the market, then the market is acting in a largely predictable manner.
Do you believe the market is overvalued?
No. If you look at a chart for the last 18 months, the market went up, the S&P went up to 2,100, 2,125, over and over again for 18 months and couldn't surpass it, which means it was in a trading range. So when people say, oh, there's a bubble, I'm sorry, but those folks don't have a clue what they're talking about because all you got to do is glance at a chart and you can see, okay, there was no bubble in sight for several years.
Was there a bubble in 2008?
There are occasionally bubbles, absolutely, but there hasn't been any bubble recently. The market's been in a sideways trading range for 18 months and it just broke out in late July, which means it's about to begin a run-up. So you can phrase it in certain ways to scare people like, ooh, all-time high. But if you phrase it like, we've been stuck for 18 months and now it's finally climbing, that's a very different way to say the same thing.
What do you think is pushing the growth in the stock market?
Earnings. I have no trouble finding undervalued stocks, and these are like famous companies like Whirlpool. I don't have to search tiny little companies to find something that might go up.
But you're not trading on the Dow or the S&P or the.
I am a person who buys and recommends individual stocks, and so not that I tell investors that they should do that, but for the investors who like to do that, they should. pay attention to what I write and what I say. Like last week, the biggest stock in the market was Applied Materials. Well, I pounded the table on Tuesday telling all of my subscribers, everybody should own this stock. And then on Thursday morning, I sent out an email again to all my subscribers saying, this is your last chance to buy Applied Materials before this afternoon earnings report because the stock's going to go up. And boom, it went up 10%. So I know what I'm talking about, and I love this job, and I really want to manage big institutional money.
Well, I think we're going to disagree on this thing. I think the stock market is way overvalued worldwide. I think we've got bubbles all over the place, and it's starting to pop. Look at Europe. I mean, how could it not be? Look at the banking sectors. They're starting to fall apart through because their balance sheets are basically non-existent. I mean, they don't report. They have two sets of books. They don't report their losses. They just report their gains. I mean, it goes on and on.
Right. That's entirely possible, but my focus is on U.S. stocks. And again, I have a method that I've used for years and to figure out valuation. And I have sometimes I do have trouble finding undervalued stocks during toppy markets. But right now I have no trouble finding them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, interesting conversation. What do you think about gold and silver?
I don't really follow them. They are not important to me, but when someone puts a gun up against my head and says, tell me what gold's going to do, I go look at the charts, and then I tell them, and I'm usually not wrong, because charts can tell you an awful lot about what an investment is going to do in the near future.
So you don't see a collapse of the currency because of the fact that they're just pumping money into the markets with zero interest rates and negative interest rates worldwide?
I do not see any troubles right now, and especially nothing that we've ever been through in 28 years, because I definitely recognize patterns. So if something unusual that never happened before were to happen, I probably would not be able to foresee that. But if we're just talking about normal economic cycles and interest rates, I see nothing unusual right now in the market.
You don't see
the stock market.
Okay. But I'm talking about currency markets.
Right. And again, the currency market is not my thing. I mean, I'm extremely aware of how currency manipulation affects corporate profits, and that will change the numbers. And so there might be a stock that would qualify for my recommendations without currency manipulation, but then once you factor that in, it no longer qualifies. So then I just ignore it. You know, I don't overanalyze it. I just say, well, this company doesn't make the cut today, and I look at it again in 6 months or a year.
So you're looking at undervalued companies one by one based on their earnings and their value.
Yes.
And so you're not really, you know, in the big picture like a mutual fund or anything.
I am not prognosticating. I am not, to put it in another way, I do not own a TV and I do not listen to the radio. I make all of my decisions based on numbers and charts, and it's a system that I refined over the years. I mean, you're not born with a system, you figure it out. And I have figured out a system that outperforms the market, and I stay in that zone with blinders on. So I almost don't care what's happening in the rest of the world, economically, newsworthy, you know, war, et cetera. I only care what the numbers and charts are showing me because, they show me how to make money.
Well, do you have a website that you can tell everybody about if they're interested in looking?
If they want to read my political writing and some of my stock market writing, they can go to goodfellowllc.com.
Okay.
And
yeah,
if
I'm
they want
right
to look up,
it.
Yeah, my stock market newsletter is at cabot.net.
Okay.
C-A-B-O-T.
Very good. Well, yeah. We're going to disagree on some of that stuff, but I agree with you on some of what you're saying. I just think that I think we've got a big bubble going on here with this inflation of the currencies across the board, the LIBOR rigging, the gold and silver rigging. I think there's a reckoning coming, but, you know, again.
I'm looking at the overvaluation of commercial properties that are going to start to collapse.
Well, and they've already started to collapse in some areas, so it really depends on what you're invested in. Like, if you're invested in things that do well in a down market, or, you know, invested in things that, you know, for example, I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head that is going to do well in a bad market and a good market.
Bars.
Huh?
Bars.
Bars do
bars?
Good. Yeah, bars, you know, like places that sell alcohol, they do great in bad markets.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway.
Look, there are problems all over the world, and so I'm doing my best to solve them, but in the investment world, I'm sticking with my strategy until it no longer works.
Well, I appreciate it. I might actually give you a call during the week or something and talk to you about this a little more.
Sure.
Just because I'm interested in everybody's point of view on this, and just because I have a point of view doesn't mean I'm right every time. So, anyway, thanks for coming on the show,
Krista.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
We really appreciate your
awesome.
Insight.
You guys are awesome. It was a great conversation.
Very
All
good.
Right, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're almost to the top of the hour here, and then we got one more hour left. We'll do the news in the last hour, all the stuff that nobody else will report, or report incorrectly or blackout. And you guys got anything to add before? What do we got, about 30 seconds left, Bob? Or?
I got plenty of goodies.
A minute and 15.
Minute 15, okay. What do you got?
I said I got plenty of goodies for the next hour.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. I mean, we've got, I've got a couple stories here. Government fines $6.5 trillion in taxpayer funds unaccounted for, zero hedge. We've got the new vaccine state law into place. Let's see, George Soros, 2,500 emails leaked. That could be a problem for him.
Ukraine's about in war. We're about in open conflict in the Middle East, the South China Sea. Chinese just put up the first quantum communication satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah,
military generals stuff. Take steps to arrest Obama over proof implicating him in arming ISIS.
How about the fact that our general in charge of space and missile defense was found murdered?
And with that, they're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for Sovereign Minds' third hour.
I know. Let's go into the bicycle business.
This has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A man is in police custody in Alabama suspected of killing five people in a house in the city of Citronelle. A four-month-old baby was found alive amid the carnage. A suicide bombing killed at least 51 people at a wedding party in Turkey this weekend. From Istanbul, correspondent Chinar Kuiper reports no one has yet claimed responsibility for the explosion.
Authorities across the board are condemning the attack, and while nothing concrete has been revealed so far, the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said that the most likely culprit for the attack is the Islamic State.
In presidential politics, Donald Trump's campaign manager says the GOP nominee is prepping for debates with Hillary Clinton. But Kellyanne Conway also left some doubt when asked if Trump is okay with the debate schedule.
We are discussing that.
Also appearing on ABC's This Week, Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook said Trump should stop stalling and get on board.
We welcome these debates. Let's just get on with it. Nobody's ever argued over the rules. This is typical Donald Trump. I don't know if he's afraid to debate. I don't know if he just wants the attention of causing controversy. But either way, they just need to get over it.
It's the final day of the Summer Olympics in Rio. And tonight at the closing ceremony, gymnast Simone Biles will carry the American flag for Team USA.
Every single day that I've had here has been like a dream come true, and it just keeps getting better. And I don't know how I've been so lucky and so blessed to receive the honor of being the flag bearer.
Before the ceremony tonight, the U.S. men's basketball team will see action as they compete for gold in a game against Serbia. Earlier today, in other action, the U.S. men's volleyball team rallied to beat Russia for bronze. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. 4557 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Violence broke out during a house party in Connecticut overnight. Av Harris is with the Bridgeport Police Department.
Somewhere around 1:30 in the morning, there were a lot of gunshots. We believe there were two shooters shooting at people who were both outside and inside the house, and 13 people were hit.
Harris says the injuries are not life-threatening. 60,000, that's the estimated number of damaged homes in Louisiana's historic flooding. Flooding that has left at least 13 people dead. Authorities also report that some 102,000 people have registered for federal assistance. Suicide bombings on opposite coasts in Africa have left at least 12 people dead, 3 in Cameroon on the west coast, 9 in Somalia to the east. The extremist Al-Shabaab operates in Somalia, while Boko Haram is active in Cameroon. News and analysis at townhall.com. Two deadly shootings mar an annual anti-violence event.
Just hours after Newark, New Jersey officials launched the fifth annual 24 Hours of Peace celebration, two separate shootings left two men dead and a woman seriously wounded. The shootings occurred around the same time late Friday night, but investigators say they don't appear to be connected. The 24 Hours of Peace features several community events aimed at bringing people together and curbing violence in the city. The shootings mark the second straight year that the anti-violence event has been marred by deadly shootings. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Firefighters are continuing to make progress against a massive wildfire that destroyed at least 105 homes in the mountains east of Los Angeles. Fire officials say containment rose to 83% overnight and that there is no active fire along the perimeters. However, several other wildfires continue to burn, including one in San Luis Obispo County. I'm Greg Clugston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back to the last hour here at Sovereign Mind Radio, and we've been searching for headlines, and we got a lot of things to talk about. Prop 57, Jerry Brown, early release of prisoners.
Yeah, like 47,000 of them.
Yeah, all this, you know, they're going to release and make it not a crime to, you know, like rape people and stuff like that. They just release you for it now, and then you get to vote. I think we have a caller on the line.
I believe we have Rally Sally with us. Good morning, Rally Sally.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to let the listeners know where they can go sign the referendum petitions against the gun laws that are coming, that's going to be put into law.
Gunmageddon is what they're calling it.
The Gunmageddon petitions, yes. This is a referendum, and what they're trying to do is get enough signatures to put these seven new gun bills on the ballot, let people vote on whether they want to have their gun rights taken away. And they need 365,000 signatures by September 29th.
Wow.
So there's a real push on getting these petitions signed, and I've got a list here of where people can go to get the petitions. If they want to be collect signatures themselves or to sign the petitions.
All right. Can you give us some of those?
You can pick up the petitions and sign at Redding Guns. That's at 1304 East Street in town. At Bastiani Arms. At Barry's Barber Shop on Churn Creek Road. At Nice Shot. At Old West. At the Bow Rack on Walden Street, at Woody's Cottonwood Barber Shop, and also at the Reading Patriots meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll have petitions there to sign and to take if people want to take and get some signatures and turn them in.
Very good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Sally, for that.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. And want to invite everybody to come tomorrow night. We're going to be showing Clinton Cash. Should be very interesting after all of the news coming out this week about the Clinton Foundation.
Crooked Hillary and Company.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Then we have another caller. We've got Marion Redding on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What you got for us?
One of the things that... When I worked for the government, one of the things that we used to say when the headhunters came in was, okay, they're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. And that wasn't bad. But when the hammer came down, we said, okay, I think we see an ice mass ahead. Well, your lady was very informative, but according to years gone by, Bob Brinker used to always say, do not buy the individual stocks. Buy into a mutual fund or buy into an index or keep an eye on the Dow for the true reading of the market, the highs, the lows, the cash goes down and gold goes up, et cetera. I don't believe she knew any of that because she was following her model, which picks out small stocks that expect to go higher. But anyway, at this point, I think the guy is at the bow of the ship and he's yelling, iceberg ahead, and I don't think she sees it. And I'm sorry, I did like her comments on the TPP. She's a brilliant lady.
I gotta agree with you, Mary. I mean, that's kind of why I was asking her questions. And I think she's a very nice lady. She's very informed about the TPP. But I don't think she sees the big picture on the world stage with the markets. I really don't.
No, but if I called today or I had a website and I had 100,000 followers and I told 100,000 followers to immediately buy Applied Materials, which I used to own, and they all went out and bought Applied Materials, yes, of course her numbers would go up.
Sure, absolutely, because you're going to get a rise on the stocks just based on the fact that that many people bought it.
Based on what she says. And likewise, it would go in the other direction when she says, okay, Sal, I mean, she is a manipulator of the market. Those are called day timers or day traders.
Right.
And I'm familiar with them. But like I said, it's some people don't see it.
No, I agree. I gotta agree.
Well, that's one of the things she mentioned too is Whirlpool, and that kind of took me aback because Whirlpool comes out of China, and one of the biggest hurting stocks and stuff right now is home appliances because there's a backlog in manufacturing. Nobody's buying the raw materials to manufacture appliances because nobody's buying them.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much for your show. I've had to continue listening because I like all the other subjects you mentioned. So thank you, and have a good day.
All right,
thanks for calling in, Mary, even though you used to be a government employee. Love you, girl.
Okay.
But to me, that's an example of a false actuary of evaluation. Okay, is this stock underperforming right now? Yes, because their assets and their capabilities is underperforming to what their capabilities are, but they're underperforming because nobody's buying the product. Right. That's not a good purchase.
I got to agree. I got to agree, but let's move on. The Obama administration has paid $49 million to lawyers to sue the federal government. Furthermore, they won't reveal who the lawyers are. This is a scam, and it works like this. The government wants to expand power over one more human activity, but public opposition makes that politically difficult. So the administration makes a sue and settlement agreement with so-called environmental groups in which the government pays the group's lawyers to sue the government, demanding the things that are unpopular with the public and Congress. The government attorneys put up a weak defense and quickly agree to the settlements that require compliance with most of the demands of the environmental groups. Next, the government proceeds with the unpopular rules and regulations under the pretext of complying with the court order. In some cases, the groups that sponsor the suits are rewarded by large financial payments to further the missions, paid, of course, by the taxpayers. When all is done, the government invades yet one more sphere of human activity, and the public has no idea that it has been scammed. You can look at and see that story in the Daily Caller.
That's kind of like the Hillary Foundation.
Gee, does
huh?
that sound like Carb? It sounds like all of them, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, it's like crazy. Should we cover a little bit on the vaccines, you know, and the homeschooling?
You want to talk about the fact that we're on the brink of World War III?
Well, we can do that.
Three different locations.
Let's talk about World War III, then we'll get to the vaccines.
Well, we can talk about the first hotspot that I'm concerned about is the Ukraine. For those of you that don't know, there's been a large buildup over the last couple of years of tensions between the Russians and the Ukrainians where, ethnic Russians in Ukraine have wanted to secede and rejoin with the Russian Federation, actually took a vote to do that in the Crimea, where Russia occupied the Crimea due after that vote that has not been recognized by the EU or the Ukraine, things like that. Actually, the other day, the European Union came out and said they will never recognize the annexation of Crimea by the Russians as legal. But we have the open breakout of hostilities where about the last week they have been shooting and shelling at each other. We have Ukrainian troops that are directly involved that have been killed in artillery strikes. We have Ukrainian border guards that were blinded by a Russian laser. But most concerning is a couple of days ago, the Russians caught a group of quote-unquote terrorists infiltrating into the Crimea, and their targets were the power grid and the oil pipeline in Crimea to directly hurt Russian interests. Well, upon interrogation, it comes to find out these guys aren't terrorists. These are actual Ukrainian special forces and intelligence people that the Ukraine was infiltrating in to blow up the pipeline and the power grid in Crimea. Russia has moved 40,000 troops into positions in Ukraine, tanks, main battle tanks, self-propelled artillery. They're getting ready to hit the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians have escalated by cutting off commerce through the Crimean isthmus. And the United States has been responded. Right now we have a combat brigade from the 3rd Infantry Division, the Armored Brigade, that has deployed from Riga and is spread along the Russian border. We just added 4 flights of F-15 Strike Eagles. It's escalating over there very quickly, and we're waiting for the balloon to go up there. The South China Sea is involved because the Chinese are militarizing 3 islands that are in dispute in the South China Sea that directly threatens South Korea and the Japanese because it puts them within bomber range for the Chinese. The international courts deemed that an illegal maneuver and basically ordered China away from the tolls. The Chinese gave the world court the finger, continues to militarize that. There's a large portion of the Chinese Navy that is operating in the South China Sea right now. And our president, in normal fashion, drew a red line in the ocean and said that if the Chinese Navy crosses this red line and goes to this atoll, well, then that's going to be the end. We're going to be in conflict with China. Well, 5 days ago, the 12 Chinese warships crossed that red line into the atoll. well, our president continues to play golf and make no comment on it.
The golfer in chief.
Yeah, the golfer in chief. They've also a couple days ago they found Chinese subsurface forces ballistic missile submarines operating directly in the Sea of Japan, which is in violation of international treaty. Interesting things going on with the Vietnamese are escalating the situation as well, because they have begun militarizing some of their own islands and are now demanding a return of the Paracel Islands, which is islands that China has occupied. But you know, so they said they were going to deploy their military hardware to these atolls, and everybody expected the Vietnamese to show up with these old 1970s second-tier Soviet weapons. Well, from somewhere, Vietnam is getting the top-of-the-line Israeli defense systems. They've got brand-new Israeli rocket-assisted artillery, anti-ship missiles, and the portions of the Iron Dome air defense system that the Vietnamese have set up. This has provoked a lot of people, and everybody's going, where the hell did they get this stuff from? So that's another situation that's rapidly devolving. For the first time, America has deployed all of our strategic bombers to Guam. We have B-52s, B-1s, B-2s there. Actually overflew the South China Sea with one of each of those individual aircraft in provocation against the Chinese. And then yesterday, the Indonesians got involved and declared a zone of exclusion in their territorial waters and went out and sank over 60 fishing boats from other countries. And said, we told you to get out of our waters.
Wow.
Then.
I guess the news, the media
yeah,
just
heard
missed,
all about
missed,
that,
missed
right?
All,
yeah.
All,
yeah.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
How many people know that Saudi Arabia was invaded last week?
You?
Yeah. there in Yemen has been an ongoing civil war for over a year between the Hathi and the Houthis.
The Hathis and the Houthis. I remember this.
Yeah, the Hathis and the Houthis. Well, the Houthis have taken control of the government. They have invaded southern Saudi Arabia. They've taken two provinces away that they're holding and securing. They're hitting the Saudis with ballistic missiles, things like this. The Saudis have responded by bombing civilian targets, schools, hospitals, things like this, to the point where Doctors Without Borders have condemned Saudi Arabia and have pulled their people out. But what else is not being talked about is there's a coup building in Saudi Arabia. The House of Saud is in trouble. We reported, almost a year ago that Saudi Arabia has been hemorrhaging cash to the point where they have to
keep the oil prices down, killing them. Yeah.
And they got caught in the the event horizon where they can't cut off the tap because to drive oil prices up because they need the revenue, but they can't afford to keep the tap open because with the decreasing revenues, they're hemorrhaging cash.
Wow.
The House of Saud is in big trouble. We now know that Hezbollah, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda are in Yemen and have a potential to get access to these ballistic missiles. The United States, for the first time, actively engaged the Syrian Air Force. So there's direct escalation there. With Turkey.
I think they're going to start a war.
I think we're already there.
And then the last hot spot is the eruption of civil war in Mexico that nobody is talking about. Last Monday, the head of the Los Zetas cartel was arrested, and that caused a split in the Los Zetas organization, and they immediately went to war with each other. After that, the head of the Sinaloa cartel, who is El Chapo's son, was abducted by another cartel. So the head of the Sinaloa cartel was abducted. They're in a state of civil war. And then the Gulf cartel is attacking everybody. There's border towns that in along Texas and the New Mexico border that basically look like Aleppo in Syria right now, with three to four factions apiece of different cartels controlling the towns, actively fighting of it. The death count's already approaching 1,000 people. The other day, the Los Zetas cartel was found infiltrating Mexico or Texas using Mexican military and Mexican government vehicles crossing the border into Texas. And I watched a video the other day that the Gulf cartel is loading up busloads of these Middle Eastern immigrants and trucking them into Texas, up into Colorado, up into Oklahoma. And there was a journalist that managed to get on one of these buses and film the whole thing. These people were pouring across the border by the thousands as Mexico basically devolves into civil war, and nobody knows it.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
There's so much going on right now.
I got a report on what you're just talking about from Eyewitness News Channel 7. It's son of drug lord El Chapo may be among the kidnapped in Puerto Vallarta. That's August 16th on Tuesday this last week. So, yeah, I mean, it's like touch a little bit of the base, but not, you know.
Well, do you think a civil war between 6 to 7 different factions in Mexico is a threat to the security of the United States?
No.
My only question is, if the Houthis and the Hotties had Hooters, but they were hidden by their hoodie,
they'd still be running heroin coming out of Afghanistan.
That's what I'm thinking. Or did you hear about, I mean, speaking of hoodies, did you hear about the team of SAS guerrillas that went into and killed a bunch of ISIS off dressed up as women in their burqas?
Yep.
So they actually were hiding their machine guns in their burqas and their hoodies. And they went in and they wiped out a whole bunch of these ISIS guys.
It's nice to have Britain back, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they went in and killed a bunch of them, and they didn't even know who they were. They successfully walked right into town, right into and just started shooting a bunch of the leaders of ISIS.
Ultimate surprise.
It's great to have the British back. That's all I can
Unbelievable.
Say. Well, I guess the United States is ISIS. We created ISIS. We trained ISIS.
You listen to Trump again. We founded ISIS, right? We didn't fund them. We didn't, you know, we gave them arms. We didn't. Did we do all that?
We created a corridor out of Aleppo 2 days ago and escorted ISIS out under guard of United States troops to allow ISIS to escape the pocket that the Russians had them in. Are you kidding me? We are ISIS.
Yeah, and who would that be that's controlling that?
Ah, we got some military generals that agree with that, and they're trying to, you know, bring charges against Obama on that.
Yeah. Wow. In some good news, we did finally start moving our nukes out of Turkey into Romania.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. So we're not going to hand them over to, reportedly move 20 of the 50 tactically nuclear missiles that it stores in Turkey to Romania, which shares a border with the Ukraine.
Yeah.
U.S. officials deny that report, but it is logical, blah, blah, blah.
It's true.
And so they're not going to be seized by our own ISIS troops?
No, it won't be seized by ISIS, but now we're using nukes to escalate the situation in Ukraine.
Oh, God. Where does this all end? Well, I don't know.
Oh, and the last one that's actually exciting for a science nerd like me is the Chinese have put up the first quantum communication satellite. It's completely secure, uninterceptable communications because there is no direct transmission.
I also have a report here that China has officially chosen sides in the war in Syria by providing training and aid to the Assad regime.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not going to start a war here and get us distracted, are they?
Not at all.
Maybe they already did.
Yeah, I think it's well on its way at the rate it's going here. It won't be long.
In the meantime, riots brew in Milwaukee.
Well, you know, thank goodness that lady was there to call for peace, according to CNN, right?
Yeah, right. Has anybody watched that where they doctored the video? You can go to the story. Go to Breitbart. CNN cuts Seville Smith's sister call to move riots to suburbs. Burn that down. Update. CNN admits to mischaracterize. If you watch both videos.
Mischaracterized.
They flat out doctored the videos. So I highly suggest that you go watch this if you don't believe that the government or the news media is in the bag for the government.
Changing the news.
Agenda. And we don't really have a traitor in the White House. We have a golfer.
We're on the point of war in four different locations on this planet, and we're talking about the pool in Rio.
Yeah, it's green.
We're talking about an American swimmer that faked a burglary or some nonsense.
They got drunk and they broke something in the bathroom. And then they broke the
door down.
They got held at gunpoint by the security guard till they gave him some money to pay for it, and they lied about it. That's bigger news than war.
Yeah.
Murder of Venezuela has the second highest murder rate in the world. The new interior minister relaunched a gun control campaign that kicked off with the police destroying 2,000 shotguns and pistols in Caracas. And the government will confiscate guns through involuntary seizures and voluntary programs to swap guns for electrical goods.
maybe that's where Whirlpool's going to start selling their stuff. Yeah, turn in your guns. We'll give you a washer.
Yeah, and then we're going to turn the water off on you.
Yeah, never mind the fact that the water and the power don't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know why they do this? Because gangs commonly obtain weapons from corrupt police, and because the law-abiding citizens do not commit gun-related crimes. Venezuela's gun violence will likely increase as the result of citizens not being able to defend themselves against criminals.
Oh, no.
Reuters.
No.
Okay, so let's go to vaccines, and then we'll go to Prop 57. The new this is local news. This is from the record searchlight.
Okay. I don't even know why you go there. I won't even,
Because I have a frog in my throat.
So, what do they say?
New state
stupid thing. What stupid thing have they said now?
This is hard news. What are you talking about? New state vaccine law would cause enrollment problems. This
yes,
is from
thank?
Elena Schulman of the Record Searchlight. The summer of 2015 was a good one for vaccine advocates. A measles outbreak at Disneyland linked to vaccine-resistant parents was over, but not before it became a catalyst to change California's famously laxed immunization laws. Really? That right there in itself is complete BS.
It's more than bull that. Pucky. It so is. And people that swallow it pucky. Is just unbelievable.
What is lax immunization law? There's supposed
I know.
To be immunization law?
Oh, yeah. The government's supposed to tell you when you can get...
Yeah. Don't let it fool you.
That's where in the federal constitution?
Well, yeah.
That's where in the state constitution?
Well, see, it's laxing because now they want to do not just a 3-in-1. They want to do a 71-in-1 vaccine.
Yeah, you line
so
up
you get
your
71...
Kid,
you, different types of doses for diseases in one shot.
You pull up your
so
kid, you shoot him up with this crap, his eyeballs fall out. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I got a lot of problem with it. For instance, people don't realize that people that vaccinate their kids or vaccinate adults, people like me that's never had mumps or measles, if you're shedding after you have a vaccine, then I have to worry about getting the disease because you're a carrier of that disease. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I love it.
Let's get some more vaccines going here.
The
real deal is that you can't depend on these guys that are writing these. I mean, this article is just full of it. So
California's notoriously lax immunization law.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, the program,
we don't have enough autism children, so let's make more.
Yeah, and here's the next line. But while the pro-vaccine side was celebrating, parents and even some doctors still dead set against immunizations were brainstorming for ways around SB 277. California's new law that requires basically all students to go to the classroom to be immunized against several illnesses annually. And they came up with a few. Among them was homeschool, two lawsuits, and even appointments with anti-vaccine doctors who write children immunization exemptions, saying a family's history of ailments as innocuous as eczema could put them in danger of if vaccinated. So let's see. All of the parents and doctors that are dead set against immunization are just a bunch of screwballs who don't know anything. But it's okay if the government just comes in and mandates injecting you with anything they feel like. Because do we want our kids sick? Of course not. But they're going to slam something that has 70 different immunizations into my kid and hope there's not a problem. And I'm just supposed to roll over and say,
the thing of it is, it doesn't even cure the disease. It doesn't stop the disease. The vaccines do none of that. It doesn't protect you from getting the disease.
Nope.
It's a lie. It's a total lie. All it does is poison whoever's getting the vaccine. That's all it does.
So,
and who gets hit with 71 diseases at the same time? There's no ill effects to that, right?
Yeah, there's no ill effects to any of that.
People have moved out of the state as a result of this. The whole notion of government mandating vaccines, I think, is creating a turning point for some people, said Jeff Rice, founder of the director of the A-Plus Association of Personalized Learning Schools and Resources. Okay, so let's see. Everybody's moving out of California because you can't do business here because the government's out of control. Mm-hmm. Everybody's starting to move out of California because
they're poisoning the kids.
And you're next. Yeah.
But that's what they want.
And California's Immunization Coalition Director Catherine Flores-Martin said there are pockets of problems in areas like Shasta County.
And you know that those guys are exempt? You know the pharmaceuticals are exempt? You cannot sue them or anything? They are totally exempt from any prosecution?
There's actually a special federal fund to pay damages to parents that have their kids damaged by immunizations, and if there's no problems, why is that fund paid out $3 billion in damages to parents?
Uh-huh. Just a couple of kids, a couple of problems.
Why is the head guy at the pediatric...
We're just uneducated masses.
...college back east, why is he paid by Big Pharm for his research?
It's no big deal.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Just move along. Losing students to homeschool or independent studies isn't necessarily a death knell for the school. You know, take Stellar Charter School in Reading School District. Schools like Stellar have their own independent study programs, meaning a student is technically still enrolled at the school and simply gets most of his or her education at home instead of the classroom. Don't lose any funding based on how many kids are being taught primarily by mom or dad instead of a staff member. So the 8 students pursuing this year because of the new law don't pose any enrollment problem for the school, Reading School District Superintendent Rick Foss said.
Oh, but why don't they tell the whole story? Mm-hmm. If you do that and your kid's not vaccinated, you can't get the material. They have to still be vaccinated in that program. Well, sorry, they don't tell you that. If they get the funding for that kid has to be immunized, or it doesn't work. They can't play in any of the sports or anything. They don't tell people that.
Yeah. So we're just all a bunch of uneducated masses, and there's no autism out there happening, and I don't know.
But if you want to learn more, they're actually having this Monday night at 6:15 at Orchard Nutrition upstairs, a bunch of people, parents, are getting together to see what they can do about fighting this, about vaccines and children. So if you're interested, come by.
Yeah, it's real simple. Don't comply.
I agree. I mean, I wouldn't comply. I haven't.
Go to hell.
I didn't comply years ago with that, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's just something we need to live with.
No.
Yeah. They know best for us.
Yeah, because they're the government and they're in charge, and we're just, you know, we're just the peon helpers.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I won't get my computer.
But those Second Amendment guys might have something to say about it. Hmm.
Yeah, well, there are pockets of problems, such as Shasta County.
Yeah, pockets of problems. Well, moving right along, let's see what else we got on the table here. Maybe we should go to a break. We got a caller coming in here. Let me see what that's about.
Let Bob take the phone, and then we can move along.
Let's see. Current issue here on the report, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. U.S. government sued over aiding. That's an interesting story. U.S. government is sued over aid to nuclear Israel. Here's a good one. A group of hackers called Shadow Brokers claims to have stolen malware from the Equation Group, an NSA affiliate, and plans to sell the data for Bitcoin in its online auction.
Oxygen.
I need oxygen here. I mean, we got Aetna, the third largest health insurance company in the U.S., confirmed that it is dropping out of Obamacare insurance in 11 to 15 of the states where it is currently offering plans due to heavy losses. Customers will be forced to buy insurance that will be more expensive.
But do you know what the government's answer is going to be when all of these insurance companies fail out?
The government has to take care of you.
It's going to be single payer.
The government needs to take care of you because who else is going to do it?
And that thing with the shadow brokers, the Equation Group is the NSA. And what they stole were a bunch of address algorithms and malware where they send it out on the internet and you think you're looking at a website and you log on to the website and it actually articulates the address directly to the NSA so they can view what you're doing on your computer.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, there's no problem with
that.
Is
there a caller, Bob?
Terry, he's going to call back in a little bit when you get to
the 57
particular topic.
We're going to do Prop 57. Let's go to a break and come back with Prop 57.
All right, you're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back, it's
hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
If they'd have mercy,
don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now. Americana got the sleepy eye, but his body's still shaking like a live wire. When sleep is senorita with the eyes on fire. Oh, Mexico, you sound so sweet with the sun sinking low. The moon so bright, like a light up the night. Think everything alright.
I just want to listen to music for the rest of the day. Just be left alone. That's not even.
Did we make your head spin during the parade?
We don't even. It's like we can't. We don't even have the right to be left alone anymore, do we?
No.
Especially
no.
Not in California. Good grief. Let's turn to Prop 57 for the last 15 minutes. That'll probably cover most of it. I got a couple other stories on, Lord Rothschild reveals that the world is currently witnessing the greatest monetary policy experiment in the world. But we'll put that on the back burner and go with Prop 57.
The 47,000 people, I believe it is, going to be released.
Yeah, well, it's going to grant early releases for violent criminals.
They're just not going to be violent anymore.
Because they told them they weren't.
Yeah, because
they're rehabilitated.
These are nonviolent crimes. So rape is by intoxication is nonviolent. Rape by unconscious person nonviolent. Human trafficking involves sex acts with minors nonviolent. Drive-by shootings nonviolent. Assault
what
with a
is
deadly
violent?
Weapon.
Let's ask the question: what will be violent?
If a protester that is conservative and believes in America calls a name to a Muslim guy,
then we become violent. Occupies a building to shut down the government from operating.
Oh.
Yeah. Then they'll be terrorists.
All right.
They're terrorists. Let's see. Taking hostages, nonviolent, assault with a deadly weapon, domestic violence involving trauma, possession of a bomb or a weapon of mass destruction, nonviolent. This is in the frickin' bill. I mean, you can't make this crap up. Who are these people in Sacramento? What the?
Easy.
And you really thought it would be different?
It's like,
I'm just saying, you thought it'd be different.
I mean, I guess if that's nonviolent, let's see what the drive-by shooting. So maybe we should just do a drive-by on Jerry Brown's house and some of the guys in the legislature and then go.
Metaphorically speaking, for the practical purposes of argument, in no way are we suggesting anybody should ever do
what?
That.
But
it won't work for us.
It's not a violent crime. Maybe I need to like change my name to Ahmed Mohammed.
You can't do that.
I can't do that?
No.
Why? But I want to.
Bad.
Because there's many strikes against you. And with that, we do have a caller on the line.
What if it's not a pistol?
As long as it doesn't have a detachable magazine, holds less than 10 rounds.
It's not violent.
It's nonviolent.
Yeah. Right? Bombs? No. Yeah. Bombs was included in the
How about an assault broomstick? Do we have a caller on
Yes,
the line?
We do.
We have our Prop 57 correspondent with new information.
Right. Hi, Terry. What do you got for us?
Well, there's a couple of things. Actually, since Measure D and Measure E hit closer to home about Prop 57, there was an interesting program on KCNR. Carl had, I believe it's Jake Mangus, who is the now chairman of the Chamber of Commerce of Reading. They came out and endorsed raising the tax. Their reasoning to do this was because we have to do something. Now, here's the best way. Here's how they got to where they got to in their endorsement. You're going to love this, and I know, Red, your head's going to explode when I tell you this. What they did is they contacted all 800 businesses. Only 175 replied. Many of the reasons that the businesses didn't want to come back because many of them are against these measures, don't want to give any more tax money, and realize that this particular measure is open-ended. Now, so that leaves 175 businesses that did respond out of the 800. They based it upon a vote between the two. 94 of the businesses said yes, and 81 said no. So the Chamber of Commerce came out with a rousing endorsement for D and E with 94 businesses out of 800 saying that they wanted it. And by the way, the ones that even did respond, 81 said no. So 706 essentially said no, and the Chamber of Commerce came out and said, well, we have to do something.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe everybody carry a gun and shoot some of these bastards down in the street so they don't hurt anybody?
Well, I asked Chief Paletti that question about open carry and about him being against CCWs. And he said, no, I'm not against CCWs. And I said, well, you did state that you felt people didn't have the proper training to have a CCW at a city council meeting. And he said, no, what I said was that basically if there's five people with guns and our guys go into this situation, in other words, the shootout at the OK Corral, it's hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys. And I responded, no, you said that people just didn't have the right training. Now, with that, we look at what's happening with 57.
So
some of the things are so egregious, Mark, assault with a deadly weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's about 20 of them.
I
gave the list to Red.
I have a question. Why do we need to give our police department any more money when we can afford to have three police officers driving around in circles looking for a suspect that's right in front of their face and they can't find him?
Well, in that comment that you just made that Paletti says, it sounds like they're more worried about their safety than our safety.
Well, it's that, and also, you know, we have the seventh highest police department, paid police department in the United States, not in California.
Did you see that video that was posted by Red with the police department? There was some guy standing up there on Lake Boulevard in the middle of the medium, naked as a jaybird, And the police were driving around. They pulled into the gas station. They couldn't find the guy.
The guy walked right by him.
They brought some ambulance over. They all stood around for 15 minutes or whatever it was. And then they all left, and the guy just walks right back over there naked as a jaybird, and they didn't do jack.
Yeah. Well, you know, even talking of, yeah, you're right. But here's another thing. I asked Mr. Mangus about these facts, and he said this was disturbing. He did admit to this, but the general fund in 2007 and 2008 was $72.8 million. Now, that was when gasoline was $4 a gallon and housing was more expensive. We had 172 police personnel, period. Now, the general fund today, by the way, gas is around $2.40 a gallon, for 2016 and 2017 is $73.5 million, and we only have 131 police personnel. So the personnel has dropped 35%, and we've increased about 9 or 10% with an economy that the cost of living is lower. So what's the real deal? Can you say five raises?
Yeah, exactly.
CalPERS.
CalPERS, five raises, all the above. I mean, these guys are getting fat and rich on our dimes and then acting like we're the problem when we want to defend ourselves.
Well, here's another problem, and I don't dispute with Mr. Mangus. It's just that how do you base an opinion of an organization of 800 on 94? How do you base that? Even how can you say that with a straight face? The other thing is that when we look at the whole scheme of things, it's open-ended. City Council, as you know, is not, and this is according to the city attorney, is not accountable to anything. They don't have to use this money for anything. They can use it for whatever they want. And Mr. Mangus's response was, well, you know, elections have consequences. Well, there are five elections, five of them, during the time of this half-cent sales tax. This is absurd. I can't even understand where some of these people's thinking is. What, let's go have a barbecue? I mean, what are they thinking?
They're not thinking, and that's the problem. That's why it's all about feelings. I mean, that's what this is. Isn't Mangus a supporter of Jerry Brown? I mean, doesn't he love Jerry Brown?
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to say anything about Mr. Mangus other than the fact that for him to do this with a straight face with 94 businesses, does he mean know anything? I mean, 625 abstained. And there were businesses that called into Carl Bott's show and even made mention that some of us just are not going to want to say yay or nay because we don't want to hurt our business. I mean, really and truly, for them to come out and do this, it's that McConnell, that good old boy system here that's got to stop. And frankly, the city of Reading is just going in the toilet. And yeah. Frankly, they don't care, they don't see it. They're so naive, they have no clue.
I don't think they care.
Let's go to a cocktail party.
Yeah, I don't think they care. I really don't think they give a crap.
They're making money off of it.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to hear more about that. How's that?
Well, right now, by allowing crime to increase, they're making the argument that they need more money for police services.
Right.
We have less police and more money than we did before, but we still need money. Okay, that's to pay for for retirements and things like that.
Yeah, they say it's going to be used for this stuff, but then we have a ballot measure that suggests
the McConnell.
And Brent Reavers promised they're going to take a pledge that they're not going to spend it any other way.
That be a silly, shallow campaign promise?
Oh, you know those silly, shallow.
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that he keeps his word. There's still five more elections.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think this is a canard. It's total BS, and it's just another way to stuff money into the coffers of these city officials and the staff that don't give a crap about anything but those high numbers on their payroll and the high numbers on their retirements, and it's all coming to an end pretty quick anyway. CalPERS is collapsing, and that's what needs to happen. These guys need to lose everything before they wake up and smell the frickin' coffee about what the hell's going on here in Reading and across the country.
That's
absolutely crazy. And you know, actually, what I heard was 47,000 getting out.
Yeah, that's 47, what I heard. 47.
You know,
that's going to be good.
By the way, one of my favorites is rape by threat of a public official. So I guess the folks down in Sacramento, all those guys can have the co-eds in and They got a get out of jail free card, huh?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I'm looking at the list here: arson, causing great bodily injury, discharging a firearm on a school grounds. Hey, that's not a crime anymore.
Well, how about assault with a deadly weapon by a state prison inmate?
Hey,
let you out. So if you're in prison, you know, hey, you pull a guy's gun, you assault him, and then you get out.
Corporal injury to a child and false imprisonment of elderly people. And the list keeps going on. That's just a part of the list. You know, in addition to that, significantly reducing the time of the vast number of violent criminals would serve, you know, to serve before being eligible for parole. Okay. They're actually going to, you know, the measures actually allows bureaucrats in the Department of Corrections to give time off for good behavior to literally any inmate in the state prison, including those convicted of the most heinous crimes, including first degree murder.
Insane, isn't it? You know, and getting back to
life goes on.
Getting back to Mr. Mangus's comments, California's 50 out of 50 in doing business. That we have been voted the worst state to do business in. How does he think that by raising taxes on people and giving the police more money, we gave them the police station, we gave them the raises, we gave them the cars, we gave them the computer equipment. We've given them everything. We've given them as much as we can give. And here's the sad part. The sad part is that the measure doesn't even say that it has to go to law enforcement. I mean, it just the uninformed voter and people out there, and really, you know, I get that people get frustrated with the TPA and the TPP and the ELMERFUDD and everything else. That was Elmer Fudd, by the way. But I know they get fed up with that. But, you know, the real deal is if you're not informed and all this is gibberish to you, then I'm sorry, because you're leaving it up to the few people that are informed, that work their butts off to try to keep your liberty. So it's time for us to take ownership and get liberty and get aware of these things. And Mr. Mangus, shame on you.
Well, we got
shame on the Chamber of Commerce. Shame on them.
We got a caller, Bob, in Reading here, and we've only got a minute or so. So make it quick, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Are you there? Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've got about a minute here, so, and then we're done. So make it quick.
Yeah. What would they do if the people out here, they're letting all these prisoners go that are murderers and everything? What happens if we start getting rid of them ourselves out here on the street? What are they going to do with us? Just say, hey, shake our hand and let us go?
You do have the right to self-defense, Bob.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, people are getting tired of this stuff. We don't need police then. We don't need sheriffs. We just get rid of them ourselves.
Well, there you have it. Listen, we're out of time. I think, what do we got, about a minute here or what?
All right. 30
seconds. 30 seconds, so we got to go. Thanks for the call in, Bob. Thanks for calling in, Terry. The music's going to hit here anytime now.
Yeah, right now.
Remember, do you all remember when health insurance got cheaper and we were given free unicorns? Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberties over security, and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The Lytle Creek area will be allowed back to their properties. Residents must show proof of residency to return. At the height of the fire, some 82,000 people were under evacuation orders. The fire is now 83% contained. Meanwhile, fire crews continue to gain control on an arson fire that has destroyed 189 homes in a Northern California town. Officials say that a 6-square-mile fire in Lower Lake is now 95% contained. Well, the damage estimates from historic flooding in Louisiana are simply hard to imagine.
Floodwaters may be receding, but the financial and emotional toll of the destruction is mounting. Authorities now estimate that 60,000 Louisiana homes have been damaged by floodwaters.